My topic today is you are the treasure of God. Tell somebody near you are the treasure of God. With a smile, definitely. You are the treasure of God. In Africa, I don't know what is in other countries, we value treasures. Something which is treasurable to you, you handle it very carefully. And so God handles you very, very carefully. Something which is treasurable to you, you keep it very safely. So God keeps you very safely. Something which is treasurable to you, you talk about it with confidence. God talks about you with confidence. Say amen. Amen. Something which is treasurable to you, you think about it deeply. You don't only keep it, but when I have money, I have it somewhere, I keep thinking about it. Like me, I love Bibles and I love books. Sometimes I quarrel with my wife, my books are very important. So if you find a book here and you put it somewhere, I don't see it. It's a treasure to me. Even if I read 2 pages, it's still a treasure. You think about it. I have only one daughter. She went into boarding. But I thought about her every day. So God thinks about you every day. You are his heartbeat. The Bible says where your treasure is where your heart is. Hallelujah. Tell somebody there, you are the heartbeat of God. Yes, yes, when God touches the heart, you are his heartbeat. Hallelujah. So, you are the treasure of God. And God loves you. And I want to share with you what he speaks about you. Some people have been complaining these days. I went to, in a certain place, I don't want to tell you the name. After I preached, they called me for a meeting. They said, no, you are talking about your wife too much. I talk about her because she's a treasure to me. There are some people who have treasures, they hide them. They don't want to talk about them. You don't even know they have them. And even when they die, nobody even bothers to look for them because they never even told their children about them. But let me tell you, when you love something, you talk about it. Now, in Isaiah chapter 62, God said to you and me, his treasure, he said, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. Say amen. Amen. Instead of Zion, you put Medad Birunji, or you put so and so. For Mama Africa's sake, for so and so's sake, God is not going to keep silent. He's not going to see you tormented and keep silent. He's not going to see you sick and keep silent. He's not going to see you people sitting on you and keep silent. He's not going to allow see which doctors planning against your life and keep silent. He's not going to see your children in school and keep silent and they send them away. He's not going to see you running all over the place and keep silent. Never. From Genesis, he has never kept silent. Our God is a talking God. Hallelujah. Our God is a talking God. You know, when he met Moses in Exodus chapter 3, 400 years, people thought he was silent. He was not talking. They thought the God of the Jews is dead. The God of Moses, I mean the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is dead. 400 years. But one day, Moses was shocked. He heard the voice of God. Hallelujah. And what did God say? God said, I have heard the cries of my people. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God has heard your cry. He may have been silent. According to you, for him, 1,000 years is one day. So, if he was silent for 400 years, that was a quarter of a day. But he said, I have heard the cries of my people. Number two, I have seen how they are being tormented. Number three, I am concerned about them. And number four, I am coming down to deliver them. Let me repeat them again. God said, I am not going to keep silent for Zion's sake. Which means there was something that Zion was going through. It was destroyed. It was in ruins by Nebuchadnezzar. It had been devoured, rooted, and just left desolate. And God spoke through Isaiah. He said, I am not going to keep silent. I don't know what you have been going through. I don't know what has desolated you. I don't know what impossibility you have. I don't know what has devoured you. I don't know what you have been going through. I don't know. But I want to tell you, for your sake, our God is not going to keep silent. For the sake of the Jews in slavery, he did not keep silent. He told Moses and said, I have heard. Our God is a listening God. He's a listening God. His delay is not a denial. He has listened to your prayers for your daughter, for your children. He's a God who listens to prayers. Let me tell you, even the prayers of the children, God listens to them. Even the prayers of the poor, God listens to them. Even the prayers of people who don't know God, God listens to them. I have my auntie. She got saved at an old age. We have been praying for her husband for many years. Her husband was a lay reader of the church for many years and then retired. And then he kept drinking and drinking and drinking. We have prayed for that old man. I think he is now around 90. But recently, there was a funeral of his brother. And as they were waiting for the coffin to come into the church, he went early to get a seat. As he was waiting for the coffin to come, a friend of mine called Dr. Rutaj just sat near him. He said, old man, you are old now, you are 92. What are you waiting for? Your brother has gone. Tomorrow you are going. Do you want to die without the Lord? You know what the man said? The man said, no. He said, okay, do you want to receive Jesus now? The man said, yes. He said, can I? For him, he thought, maybe he's drunk. He said, can I pray for you now? And the man bowed his head down. He prayed for him. After praying for him, he thought it was over, but maybe I forced him. Then when they had given speeches, you know, when they are burying somebody, they give speeches. When they were going to call a preacher, then the master of ceremony says, I have got a cheat. There is an announcement which Dr. Rutaj is going to make. And the cheat was not from Dr. Rutaj, it was from that old man. He wrote a cheat that Rutaj should tell everybody that he's born again. So the man stood and and said, I wish this man who has died rest in peace, but I have good news for you. I was seated somewhere. I have led somebody to Christ. If you are here, I don't want to mention your name, come here. And Kasivante came up. The people danced in the church for 20 minutes. They forgot the funeral. They forgot the funeral. His daughters were dancing. The grandchildren were dancing. And the man gave a testimony for almost 30 minutes. And he said, today I have chosen to be with the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? God can take a long, long time, but for Zion's sake, he's not going to keep quiet. And we told him, how can this man be a pastor? He didn't read that for 40 years and then he goes to hell. I also had a friend of mine, he's the chairman of my school in Tungamo. There's that man, his father was a real evangelist. Kachianje, most of you heard about him. Now his son had never received Jesus Christ. He's now 71. One time when they were talking to him, he said, "For me, I don't want to tell lies on my funeral. I have seen you, Barokole. When somebody dies, you say, he has died with the Lord." He said, "No, don't tell lies on my funeral. If I don't confess, never tell lies on my funeral that I am born again when I didn't tell you." But recently, Bishop Gasatura from Rwanda came before he reached his home. He passed by somebody's home and he found this man who was talking to a friend. And he said, "You man, you talked to me in senior four. You talked to me in senior four. Are you born again now?" The man couldn't believe. He still remembers that he taught him in senior four. And he said, "I think God has told me to stop and pass here to get you saved. Will you kneel down and receive Jesus Christ?" And for his surprise, the man knelt down for the first time to the Lord, raised his hands, and gave his life to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how long God takes to speak, but God speaks. He said, "For Zion's sake, I am not going to keep silent." Hallelujah. So he didn't keep silent for the people of Israel. He heard their cries. He saw how they were tormented. And he felt for them. And he came down to help them. "So for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet until righteousness shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a blazing torch." Give a big hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. He's not going to keep silent until you reach your destiny. Hallelujah. Until your righteousness shines like the dawn in the morning. Hallelujah. Some of you have been falling. You get saved, you fall. You get saved, you fall. You are about to give up and say, "This thing I have repented several times. Let me not deceive myself." Let me tell you, until you reach your righteousness standard which he wants, he's not going to keep silent. Hallelujah. Until your light shines like a morning star, he's not going to keep silent. Hallelujah. God wants you to be a blazing torch. As long as you are still dim, he's not going to keep silent. And let me tell all of you who are here, he's not going to keep silent. Once he calls you, he's not going to keep silent. He will keep calling you. Hallelujah. He will keep calling you and keep following you. Even when you run away like Jonah into a ship that is going somewhere else, he will pursue you. Even when you fall into the lake running away from him, he will pursue you. Even inside the fish, he will still pursue you and give you a lift. Give you a lift to your destiny. And when you reach where you are going, he says, "Okay, this is now the right place. Vomit him out." And you will preach a one sentence, someone like Jonah. One sentence. "Nineveh, God has given you 40 days. If you don't repent, fire." Full stop. Wasn't there revival? Just one sentence. You don't need to talk much. But the Spirit of the Lord is not going to give you up. Tell somebody near you, he's not going to give you up. And some of you may be here today, you are messing yourself up. He's not going to give you up. He's going to unmess you so that he can use you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Until your righteousness shines like the dawn. And number three, the Bible says now that nations will see your righteousness and kings will see your glory. Hallelujah. His business with you is that you shine for him. Tell somebody near you, you are a glory carrier. So you are carrying his glory to shine for the nations. Every nation will see the glory of God shining in you. Hallelujah. God is a very smart God. He cannot call you for nothing. He is a businessman. The end point of your calling is profit. Hallelujah. So he said, the nations will see your glory. Hallelujah. The kings will see your righteousness, and they will give glory and honor to me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he says, you will be called by a new name. Hallelujah. You know, God is in the business of naming. One of the things God does is to name. Ask somebody, what name has he given you of late? Some of you have been having one name for a long time. You need to be baptized again and given another name. Recently, the Holy Spirit baptized me 3 names. And I'm sorry I didn't invite you on my baptism. I was baptized unstoppable, untouchable, and unshakable. Give a big hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Unstoppable, untouchable, and unshakable. So if you want to come and stop me, you are wasting your time. You are wasting. I'm Mr. Unstoppable. Hallelujah. If you want to touch me, you can't touch me. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I am Mr. Untouchable. If you want to scare me and shake me, I am unshakable. Why? Because I know who holds the future. And I am persuaded that he is able. Hallelujah. So he's going to give you a new name. What name has he given you? Every morning you should have a new name. Well, as you are married, sometimes you call your wife Chapati, sometimes you call Miss Uganda, sometimes you call Watermelon, sometimes you call a Pumpkin, sometimes. If you want to renew your marriage,